So hey, it's a beautiful day for goblins of all stripes, dropping trailers across the board.
Dropping
No Man's Sky Remnant. Dropping trail across the board.
What's
they happened? I'm going to tell you. They
something?
Added trucks.
Is it
they
the
added trucks. No, I'm, it's
Charlotte
my over. It's my natural oration. You know, I have a cadence that, in uninterrupted,
and
can bring
go.
The masses.
But you interrupted
to
me.
Today is an incredible day for goblins of all creeds, stripes, and colors.
Not
because
the Druze.
The trailers, there are two
Our Druze trailers. Followers ain't happy, I bet.
Oh, the Druze.
Of the
I don't
other
really
Abrahamic
know. I don't
religion.
Know what's going on,
of course,
you know,
yeah.
But.
I'm not really sure. Patrick, there are trailers out today. And while one of them may not interest you, that's No Man's Sky Remnant, where they added trucks and waste management. To No Man's Sky. They've also released a teaser.
Hang on. Pause.
I'm not
pause.
Finished. I'm not fucking finished.
There's more trailers. Hold on.
Pause. That game is like 12 years old and they just added
it's
trucks.
It's 10 years old and it's an anniversary
there
and they already
trucks
had trucks.
In the game.
Not just
they
trucks.
Had trucks.
Dude,
garbage
they had trucks.
That's
yes.
What?
It's different. It's better.
There's a trailer
for
garbage trucks in this game.
When is a game supposed to add garbage
game?
Trucks in its lifetime? Yeah. You know, like when is too late? When is too soon?
Probably never.
Do you see a single
Patrick?
Garbage truck in Expedition 33? Or
I don't know.
Hollow Knight? Or
do they have garbage in France? Or like garbage collection? Or do they just throw it in the streets?
It's a street thing.
Yeah. I'm done with this lapa on this cheese and
they eat it.
Fling it over their shoulders. They eat
away
it.
With my diarrhea.
Yeah.
That's the way
to go. If you'd let me finish, I think
I
you'll be happy to hear about what other trailer came out today. And that's a teaser
Melania
for the new Lord of the Flies. No, Piggy's back.
Yeah.
Is it a game? It's a video game?
No.
I wish.
In No Man's Sky.
We are going to give you a controller, though.
Just so everybody knows who's listening, Patrick's eyes went so wide at the mention of Piggy or Lord of the Flies. I'm not sure.
I'm surprised he didn't try to pop off a the Piggy sound that he likes so much. The Piggy sound that's not from a movie.
Yeah,
it's in
non-existent
the movie.
Movie sound.
It's in the movie.
You can watch it on iPlayer.
I think I was telling you, Charlotte, but just like randomly when I was looking for clips for, I think, the dinosaur video that you edited, I came across like a, it was from that old Lord of the Flies movie, but somebody had just uploaded a brand new clip
of
Piggy's death.
You mean old Lord of the Flies?
Oh. Tell me about this Lord of the Flies. But that scene where Piggy dies, just a really high quality version of that clip went up on YouTube not 3 days ago.
Whoa, maybe a fan.
Wow.
Just
that's
for
one
us.
Of Patrick's altars.
Because yeah, they know we need the fuel.
All right. This is, anyway, if I may.
Go for it.
Before Charlotte interrupted me. So I get an Instagram message. My wife sent me a video. Have you seen, some guy who got like bronze in the Olympics was doing his little press conference and was like begging his girlfriend to take him back.
Yes.
So she sent me that and said, OMG, why are men so embarrassing? And I'm thinking, okay. You know what I saw this morning on Instagram?
What'd
I saw a woman on Hoarders who can't stop eating her own poop. Now, I see that video and I think, wow, it's so gross that all women eat their own poop like this. But do I send it to my wife and say, hey, it's so embarrassing that women like to eat their own poop and can't stop, even with intervention from loved ones and
are you gonna let
medical
this radicalize you?
It already has.
I can tell.
I didn't send her that. I just internalized and said, so gross.
That's big of you. That's really big of
you. Yeah, add that to the black pill pile. You just kind of let that one silently turn you.
Yeah.
I didn't embarrass my wife and her whole gender about their poop eating.
You shake your wig and say, what's up with this? Why do you all do this?
It was really upsetting. I mean, I've seen that clip. So I've seen that like episode or clip so many times because it's just the most disgusting one ever
in
that show. But
is that hoarding? Because
she is
a hoarder. Closed loop.
She's a hoarder, but she has a lot of other stuff going on.
It's an unrelated problem.
Yeah.
No, because she hoards her own poop.
Oh, she hoards the poop and then eats it.
For snacks?
She poops in buckets and all over the place.
Does she have a dehydrator, make some poop jerky?
I think she like gets off on like having a little poop on her fingers and then eating.
Ooh.
Oh, just a
yeah, no, it's rotten. It's fucking rotten.
Like, that's it's horrible.
One of the worst things I've ever
seen. Making like my eyes water.
I think the family even like got them to take the episode down because it's so fucking foul and horrid.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one.
That
that's
show
a tough
is,
one if you have a family member going
bad.
Through that.
That show is really bad. And
it's hard to watch because it never sticks, you know? You can clean out the house, but they get in and they get, look at all this space I can fill up this shit with.
Yeah. I saw one where and half the time it's like, I would say like maybe more, I don't know, but it's people who just kind of, they have some hoarding disorder, but like that doesn't come by itself generally, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's not like you're a hoarder but otherwise pretty stable. You have
you're a hoarder
so much shit
addict.
Going on. something else is happening too. And it's this woman who has like so her whole room is filled with stuffed animals and she thinks that there's someone in her house. Like she clearly has
and
some
honestly,
kind of schizophrenia or something as well. And it's like they finally get her to like get rid of all these stuffed animals and the title card at the end is like one day later she got them all back.
That's awesome.
And I think that's pretty much every title card I've ever seen on Hoarders is like a week after we left everything was back in the house.
Well, that's the nature of every we're gonna fix this person's whole situation TV show. Is the crew
in
leaves
like 4 days.
And then days later they've ruined their own life again.
We took this man off the street, got him no care, but showered him and gave him a job interview.
Yeah, we gave him a Ferrari.
It's like 2 hours later, he went back. You know,
like if you reminded me, there was somebody that my friend or friends lived at a halfway house with. Like not a prison halfway house, like a drugs halfway house. And this woman got a job at like I think it wasn't the Office Depot, but it was like
I was wondering, or something.
Caribou. And it's a coffee place? It's like Starbucks in Minnesota. It's
gotcha.
And she was really nervous because of how close it was to Office Depot. Because
I'm gonna relapse.
Duster. Duster. Because that's where she would find duster.
Man, talk about a minefield. It's hard to get through life if that's your vice.
It's
walking
on eggshells.
Like if you're a gambling addict, like clearly like every power above you is out to get you and ruin your life.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You know, but if you have a duster addiction,
I know.
Like, it's not like Big Duster is trying to lobby its way into life.
No. Yeah.
There's no help
I know,
for that.
Yeah. It's like, there's like this, it's so weird. Okay. You got like, in terms of like weird things to have to quit, there's like sex and food addiction at the top for me. Cause I'm like that, you got to learn how to just do it without, you know, going crazy.
Regulate, baby.
Which sounds like hell. It sounds terrible.
Those are both things you need 100%.
Right. And then you have the next, which is like booze, drugs, stuff like that, where it's like you can easily live without it. Right.
Fighting addiction.
It's just gone. Like fighting. It's just you can cut it out, but there's still ads everywhere. Obviously, you still want to do it, but like you can cut it out and you're whatever. And then there's like that. It's like
duster addiction.
How did you even
poop
like
eating addiction?
Just duster and poop. Yeah, like what the fuck?
At some point, you just said
poop. No, it's different people.
You know what? But I'm gonna try something today.
Yeah. I gotta change things up.
Yeah.
I gotta get right with myself. I gotta start eating poop.
I was talking.
This is delicious.
I was talking to two people. I won't.
Waking
I won't.
Up from a wet poop dream and going, no, I can't. I can't. I got to put that one deep back in the recesses.
I was talking to two people very close to me. But I won't name them or say who they are. But very close to me.
Okay.
Okay.
What are you trying to say?
And yeah. Just hang on. And I was talking to them and we were laughing. We were goofing around. We were talking about whippets. And they
okay,
both
this sounds like us.
Yeah, okay. That sounds like we, several okay. times.
These are people we had all done whippets. These are all people who
oh,
had,
okay, got it.
Yeah. And they both started making some noise like wah 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 wah. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking? That didn't happen on whippets. And both of them at the same time were like, fuck, wait, that's Duster. I said, Jesus Christ.
Wait, what was the noise again?
It was like wah 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 wah. Something like
what
that.
Is that just an ever present noise or how you hear other people?
I think when you do Duster, that's just kind of like that noise. Just kind of
wah wah wah.
Yeah.
Wah 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 wah.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
That's so cool.
I've never that's felt crazy, so left man. Out from not doing Duster.
What is Duster? I don't know if I've
it's heard just that, like computer Duster.
Keyboard
like
Duster.
Compressed
like
air. That compressed
oh, really?
Air. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just hadn't.
It's good stuff, man.
Okay.
I think it's another
right
one
here.
Of, there it is.
Yes,
that's
that.
It.
Yeah.
Tip it upside down go. And take a hit.
Jacob does that. That Jacob becomes crazy. A Duster addict.
Inhale
does that count as, would that violate YouTube's terms of service? It's not really drugs.
This
you know,
doesn't
just
go on YouTube,
time.
So I think we're okay.
Yeah, so there's no rules.
Yeah, but no, I'm saying if we did a video where Jacob was taking hits of Duster.
I mean, I've seen a lot of videos on Instagram of people doing Duster and whippets.
Dude, Instagram's
YouTube,
a bad
though.
Place.
I, know,
I don't think there's
gnarly.
Any moderation over there.
Yeah, so yeah. Watch like, that skateboarding whippets guy. I had to hunt yeah. that video down again.
Yeah, I think so.
Instagram's funny. Not like... It's not quite as bad as like TikTok where you can just like see someone die.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're like, wait.
No,
what,
you can.
What? I just
you
heard
can.
That there were. Oh, on Instagram?
Yeah. I've definitely like been
you know
scrolling
what?
And it's
I
like some video
I saw someone
like,
get hit by a car.
It's like he fucked around and found out. And it's like a road rage thing where a guy like pulls a gun and shoots the other guy or something. It's Jesus Christ.
So sick.
Oh,
yeah. So sick.
Speaking of Instagram, I was looking up. We were talking about that combat sport that someone showed us.
Right,
the
right.
The rugby adjacent one. Run, yeah. Run Nation.
They just run
Nation.
Into each other as fast as... So
slam
I was like,
into each other
I was looking
speed,
at
yeah.
more of these, and I got like... I found some page that was...
Oh, yeah.
But it was like a slap fight, but it wasn't the one you always see. It looked like a much lower tier league.
Oh,
his
yeah,
guy's
minor
whole
leagues.
Eye,
a rec his, league.
Farm, yeah. His yeah. whole eye is like swollen
farm
shut.
League.
And
Jesus.
Cracks him and just blood explodes
oh!
everywhere, like onto the audience. It's a lot of blood, and I think his eyeball just exploded.
That's,
and I was like,
"Yeah, you.
Why is this?
You don't
like,
want to. You don't want to have that happen.
Why no. can you put this on here? That's fucking crazy."
You texted
why
us
can,
about that at like
why
midnight.
Can you upload?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like I watched the guy's eye. I like woke up, saw this message, then just like fell back asleep.
It was awful.
I do think the like Run Nation thing, which is of course like, you know, scary to watch, but it has, you know, the trappings of a professional sport. You know, they've got an arena and lights and announcers
yeah.
and
you
replay.
You can tell
oh,
these
yeah.
guys are doing
I,
the neck workouts.
Yeah.
Yes. I would like to see, not the whole thing, but a couple clips from Backyard Run Nation. That
ooh.
To me, like cardboard laid out. It's and we're like in Ohio, Michigan,
yeah.
Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And like, it is just
Indiana.
Two fucking dirt balls. Yes, Indiana.
Yep.
Yeah. And they go at it. I think I'd really enjoy that.
There's got to be a
that
whole world of like
yeah.
dumb violent sports like
or it's
that.
Like a sunken, it's like cockfighting.
uh-huh.
yeah. Just
like
have
I
two
see one, like,
running at each other.
Two guys, two big guys tied to a rope around each other's waist, just running in opposite directions. I think
oh, that's good.
That's got to be out there.
That's
I would
see
with skinny
yeah,
weirdos,
so.
Though. You know, knobby
okay.
knees. And
snap
like,
in half.
Right. Like, they're like, they both have lippers.
Relax. Well, I don't know why you're coming for me.
Okay.
Here.
You're not skinny. You're well built.
You said skinny weirdos, knobby knees, big lippers. You're describing. Yeah. You're not even like trying to hide it. That couldn't be anyone but me.
I know someone really close to me who's really skinny. I'm not going to name names, but you know he's got a big lipper.
Yep.
He brings his spittoon everywhere with him.
Yep.
It's a Powerade bottle from 2007.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's my lucky spittoon.
You know that some people still got to be using the same vessel, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's those people who like won't use a certain color lighter.
Oh,
you know. So I'm sure they're. I'm sure that there's like
gang affiliation.
I think it's like a luck thing. Like they're bad. Certain lighters are bad luck or something.
Oh, interesting. There's so it's a superstition.
It's stupid. It's stupid.
There's a cafe near me that has like a bunch of like boutique-y shit. You can like. Buy because there's like having like a general store vibe is something I've seen in more coffee shops where it's like you can buy candles and a bike repair kit and like this knitted cap, there's a couple of them, but inexplicably this place just out of nowhere on the counter, like right next to where you order, is a huge Zippo lighters display.
Okay.
And like
those are cool.
The name is quite big and it's like it's not, you know, it's not insignificant. Like, it's there, and it's bigger than anything else on the counter. And it's not a big place, and I don't really understand it. It's like being in a liquor store where they have, like, weird cutouts. Remember I sent you guys that Fireball that has a counter, an electric counter for how many shots have been taken?
Oh,
except
that
it was an Indio, and the number was set to 2.
It was hard. I know what you mean.
For everybody.
I see Zippo's all the time in Walmart.
I mean, they're cool. Like, it's an iconic look.
It's
like a second. It's like Second Amendment Zippos.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. That's cool.
Were those cool when I was in high school? That was like the coolest thing you could have, was a Zippo lighter.
I remember finding my dad's. It was like engraved from a wedding or something.
Yeah. Well, it's got all that surface area. Actually, you can put all sorts of like artwork or engravings on there.
Yeah,
I think I have one somewhere.
We should sell an Astro Goblin Zippo lighter.
It just makes me think of Pyro from X-Men.
Yeah,
of course. Well, I mean, they do.
That iconic association.
That click is very satisfying.
Yeah, it's like a movie. Yeah. It makes you feel like you're in the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they Ray-Bans,
Zippos, what other brands kind of like align with that? Hitachi.
Hitachi. Maybe the circles you were
talking about a backhoe. Talking about a backhoe.
Oh.
Talking about industrial construction equipment.
Okay, my mind went somewhere else.
I won't say masturbating with.
Okay. I guess we are on the same page.
Okay, no doubt.
I found a cool sport called bog snorkeling.
Ooh.
Just is what it a race?
Sounds like? I think it's exactly what it sounds like. It's just people swimming through a peat bog with snorkels.
Wait, you can customize Zippos, so we could sell Astro Goblin Zippos.
Would we have to buy them wholesale and then sell them ourselves?
Yeah, but that's fine. Like, don't worry about them.
Print on demand style.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we'll just do like 10 of them.
I don't think
a hot commodity.
What did that boy say? What's up, Pustro Goblin?
Oh, I don't even remember.
It was this like
fucking crazy
Eastern European young man who tried to pitch us on something very poorly. But it starts with he's like, "What's you, Pustro Goblin?"
Yeah, it's like what's you, Pustro Goblin?
What's you, Pastroblin? Yeah, he clicks record and he looks around and looks into the camera and goes, "What's you, Pastroblin?"
Yeah, we have
a
video of that.
1,000 lighters with that printed on it.
That'll probably go up today if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
I talked to Tara, and she has to investigate more, but she said that guy looked familiar and like hoity-toity, her band, might have also gotten an Ottavio message.
What's you, Patoity Moi?
So I was see if she could dig it up, but she said he looked familiar. And they might have gotten something from this. He does have a look. Yeah.
He has that broccoli hair, which is just what young people's hair is now.
Yeah,
they're not even just TikTokers. They just have that haircut.
So the Zippo website has a lot of, this is under the Valentine's collection, but there's a lot of like, I see Groom Squad, Bride Squad, Zippo lighters. So for your bridal party, and Jacob, I know I wasn't a groomsman in your wedding, but I still think it would have been nice for you to get me a groom squad Zippo. Like, oh, of course. I feel like that's the least you could have done.
You could have given it to him during that moment you shared as Jacob, you walked down the aisle down for the aisle.
You could have slipped it into my pocket. It would have been nice to know you cared. That you appreciated, you know, that first... I drove to the mountains for you.
The first person that did that, gave groom squads Zippos, was probably like, this is really cool, man. This is very classy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We love smoking. We all smoke. And,
yeah.
And this is something I'm going to cherish. And now it's just probably like the most like... You know, cliche. It's part of a package, right? Yeah. Here's the vendors. Here's the Zippo lighters you get your groom squad.
Yeah.
And these are the Zippo lighters you get your bride squad.
Mm-hmm.
So Zippo lighters, what's hip then? Oh, probably like a cigar cutter.
Ooh.
Cigar cutters.
See, I would have loved any of this stuff from you, but instead I got nothing. I just had to pay for a fucking hotel.
Yeah, a very nice picture.
They really captured that moment.
They did.
Just really put that
did.
On
you
Patreon.
Stopped,
just
man.
That
you stopped.
I want to thank you, Jacob, for seating me at the head of that enormous fucking table. That was
in front
so
of a huge
awesome.
Fireplace.
Just yeah, behind me, like a 8 foot tall roaring fire, and I was at the head of like a 25-foot mead hall.
I think we
table.
Were the we were the heads so of adjacent cool. tables.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I could look over and see you.
It was
raise
so
my
cool.
glass to you.
Every single person like, who sat at King. My table like gave me a look and was like, "Wow."
You know, we were picking
that's
the seats.
Groom's coworker.
It was very conscious. Like we were like, "Okay, like Patrick and Denise will be at this table." Like, "Oh, we gotta put Patrick at the head."
Mm-hmm.
At this location,
he's
like
throw
we knew what we were doing.
He doesn't.
I appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
Would have taken somebody else's table.
Oh yeah.
You but should. You should do like a. Picture. You should do like a vow renewal and forget to either
like
of you forget
after.
To bring the wife, and it's like just us.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd
just
be cool.
Your friends.
It's like so a you'll fun get your Zippo lighter then.
Crap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We should That'll renew our Astro Goblin vows.
Oh, those are bad. I think I have to
our
do that.
A lot of blood.
I think I do have to renew some type of vow on legally.
Oh.
On the
did
website.
You say it wrong?
Oh, for Astro Goblin?
No, no, it's like a yearly thing. You have to
oh,
do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
What is this?
Yeah, now we're seriously
vow?
Wondering.
Yeah, it's the Lipper's vow. No, it's like a it's just a thing you have to file every year. It's not.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'll forget.
Stay
about
married.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I told you, but we all are legally married now.
Okay.
Oh.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
It makes it so much easier to do our taxes.
Yeah. I can't come. I have to record with my husband's. My content husbands.
I make Look, YouTube videos with my husbands.
Or worse, my husband and my husband.
Yeah. Look, I would
or my
love,
husband's husband. It's like a chain.
I would love to... This is, you know, you talking to your girlfriend. I would love to marry you, but that would really complicate things legally for me.
At work.
We'd have to have like a whole meeting with our accountants and get a new document
we'd
or
have
something.
To, we'd have to first divorce our accountants and then...
Patrick and Jacob got me a big rock.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we will. Two then, right? Is it one on each finger?
Yeah. So you'll have
they're
like a
so
whole
heavy.
Hand.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so
of
heavy.
Wedding rings.
Well, you're supposed to spend 6 months of wages, Astro Goblin
right.
wages on, yeah.
I've been garnishing years.
Yeah.
so.
Well, Charlotte, if you do ever make it, get married,
I
we will also be
about.
Up there.
Yeah, no,
you
will be.
Also getting married.
You'll be co-officiating.
Yeah.
I'll be in the back.
Heckling?
Way in the back. I'm just going to be standing there.
Every once in a while you go and take a note on your clipboard.
Yeah. Actually, no.
That's not going to work for me.
Let me ask you, can I do this? If you're assuming you get married and everything, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, okay.
Whoa, you know.
Whoa. Okay, yeah. Whoa. But
could I walk around the perimeter with a real AR? Just to secure the site and make everyone feel safe and comfortable.
You should. I'm gonna seat you at the head of a table with like night vision goggles. They just stay on the whole time. Flip,
like combat
flip
knives.
Down
two combat knives on my chest. Yeah,
Patrick, Sam fishering over the aisle.
Oh no! Oh, I don't.
I won't do
that. I don't want to forget this, Patrick. I think the conversation moved on because of something, but you did text us Meg dumping on the dusty ground, and that was really good.
Thank you. Also said I don't want to get that.
I don't want that to get lost.
Yes, that was. I was climbing into bed when I sent that.
I think we were. I was going to say something, but then we ended up talking about that toxic company, and I don't mean like toxic in like a social media or masculinity sense. Like a company that kills pets that wanted to sponsor us.
Yeah,
I still found very little information about that. Whatever you were talking about.
Well, I mean, all you need to find is the basic ingredients list, you're just being which woke. Is that. I mean, yeah, I'm being woke.
killing animals, killing cats and dogs,
killing animals. Yeah,
super woke. Oh, yeah, this text was sent at 12:15 a.m.
Pets are based.
There you go.
My bedtime has gotten earlier, so I wake up to a lot of gold now.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful little gold in the text messages.
Under your pillow.
We should probably to get to questions, because you have a hard out. Questions.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah, I got
yes.
a hard out.
Yeah.
Patrick, those shelves are looking real nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, your it's background.
Not, there's a lot of crap on them right now. It's not done.
I love seeing a big pile of Berserk volumes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I have it.
Nothing's more pleasing to the eye on a shelf. Uh-huh. All right, let me pull up. I can do it on the PC right now.
Those helmets are cool.
Patreon.
Yeah, they're nice.
Helmets, Turn A.
Little Lego helmets.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to start watching Turn A soon. I hear it's very good.
Well, you'll have to let us know.
Oh, I will. I'll have all sorts to say about it. Questions. Let me pull these up here.
Kiwis Jones.
Shit. I'm doing it on desktop, and I'm getting scared.
Man, looking at your camera, Jacob, because, you know, normally we're in person, but now I'm seeing the background that normally we face away from, and boy, is it busy.
You are the viewer.
It's crazy. It's crazy this that's where what we record against.
We need to get some, like, lights for the shelves or something. I think that'd be
maybe,
because we got the curtains now.
It's just there's so much happening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a Where's Waldo picture.
But Waldo's dead. Long dead. Okay, I got some questions here from Alex Hansgen. Who's winning the Tall Guy Battle Royale? Bruce Spence characters or Carol Strycken characters? Gerald's Game, Ewoks, Battle for Endor, etc. And of course, the giant in Twin Peaks. Moonlight Man.
Well, how tall is Doug Jones? I feel like he's getting glossed over.
I don't think he's like freak tall. Is he?
I think he's very skinny.
Doug Jones is...
He's 6'4". That's 6'4". Pretty tall.
I think that counts. That is tall. I'd like to enter Doug Jones into the running. Because I met his surrogate daughter once, and she was nice.
Surrogate daughter?
Yeah, she said Doug Jones is basically my dad. I was like, what nice to meet you too. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Is Carell Strycken? Right. He's in Battle for Endor? The Moonlight Man's in Battle for Endor?
What?
Okay, see,
He's
7 feet Tarak. Tall.
Oh, he's the bad guy? Feet. Yeah.
What?
We were watching Grimly fight the Moonlight Man?
It actually looks...
Whoa.
It looks like him now that I just assumed it was makeup, but no, that's just
not
him.
Not really.
That's just what he looks like.
You're made of Paplu.
Oh, yeah, Lurch.
You're made of... Wilford Brimley.
Wilford Brimley. Star
Dang.
Trek.
Well, he's obviously the most apt in combat.
I don't think so. I feel like it hurts him to move.
Perhaps. What about Bruce Spence? Bruce Spence, he's a
Mouth
capable
of Sauron
guy.
Cannot hold his own.
Yes,
he,
right.
He gets washed. He gets wasted immediately. I don't think there's anyone else that dies that quickly in that trilogy.
Wait, what? Hmm. What'd you say?
Lord of the Rings. We're just talking about the Mouth of Sauron.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Bruce Spence is not going to win this fight.
What about?
I gotta say Doug Jones, because he's that scary thing from Pan's Labyrinth.
What about
isn't
the
he?
Big fish guy?
Ape Sapien? Or from Shape of Water?
From Big Fish.
Oh.
Your favorite movie.
Oh.
You forgot about your favorite movie.
I mean, he can tussle with them, but
I'm just saying he's 7'6".
Those guys usually end up, you know, players like that, you know, they can box them out with the best of them. They're great centers to have on your team, but their knees go so quickly. You
right.
know? And by the time you get to playoffs, like, they're riding the bench.
Did you know James Cromwell is 6'7"?
Jesus Christ. Whoa.
I guess he is tall compared to Cousin Greg.
Like, yeah. I've always thought he was tall. In Succession, but yeah. I didn't know he was like freakishly tall.
The Rock
I did forget Charlie Kirk was 6'5".
Tyler Perry is 6'5".
Randy Quaid is 6'5"? Mm-hmm. John Cleese is 6'5"?
Yeah. What's the answer?
Christopher John Lee Cleese being 6'5" is, that's crazy.
Steven Seagal is 6'4".
Oh, Steven Seagal then. What is, how Steven tall Seagal is he wins. Seated, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but Dolph Lundgren,
Dolph Lundgren is also 6'5". So.
Okay, well, we'll continue this discussion
this
off
is important
air.
Yeah.
You know our findings. We'll keep talking. I do know.
I say King Tarak wins.
Okay. Questions?
Raja knows any actually BTS stories, and when can we get Jacob on the show?
Nope.
Charlie,
no
when,
one gives
when
a
am
fuck
I get,
about
when
me,
am
I
getting
I guess,
on the
going
show?
On that show?
Yeah, let me talk to the folks at Dropout who have, you know, clearly were smitten with me and have asked me back at every opportunity. And I say, no, sorry, I've got to focus on Astro Goblin. Yeah, but you can go to my friend Jacob, not Patrick, though.
Yeah, you had to block them. Because they kept calling.
I said, Brian David Gilbert, if you don't leave my property, I'm going to do something really bad. Okay.
He kept showing
the same
up
goes
to your
for
apartment.
You too, Iffy. Yeah.
Or he breaks through your
if
window.
If he's waiting in the car. Did she say yes?
That's how they actually get their people is they like they show up to your apartment and kind of strong arm you. Like, so you don't feel, so you feel unsafe, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slipped everyone that lives in LA is familiar with Sam Reich and his Dropout press gangs.
Yeah. They kind of just show up and are like, hey, we need someone to be on Game Changers?
Game Changer. Right? Yeah.
I've got my friend like, here. Important I got people. My big friend here.
Yeah. And they have Carol Stroykin or whatever with them.
They've got Big Fish Guy.
Yeah, they have the Big Fish Guy. Dropout.
It would be, they should do an actually where they just only have people that are above 7'4".
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like so not into awesome. Nerd culture at all.
No.
But they're just really
just
big.
Really big. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Next question. Gustavo, your life is being used to create a true crime documentary. What factoid about you pops up in white text over a black background to set the tone? Pop up
Charlotte
in
McGrath
white text.
Has not been to confession in 15 years.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, no, actually, that kind of implies something very bad for a true crime documentary.
You already did it. You already said it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything.
It's a lot
wrong.
Of text on screen.
And nothing happened.
I don't really understand the reference, I guess.
I think that I don't really either, but I feel like just picking
more.
Detail that would be like interesting for not interesting, but true crimey. I don't know. I can never stick with true crime. I don't care.
What about that one with the upset. AI faces?
Oh god, yeah.
That was good.
I was pretty upset AI. In kindergarten when I did the pie eating contest, and my mom made a real pie, but all the other kids just got their moms just bought pie shells and filled it with whipped cream.
Boo!
Yeah.
I was fucking furious. I think in that moment I would have killed some. If given the chance, I would have ended.
I think in that moment I would have killed myself.
Yeah. Or myself. In shame.
I don't know. Mine would just say, boom to gas to the crash in the boss's hay blubber, then banished. Unrelated to anything in the documentary.
Yeah, yeah.
But there it would be with a big
it's
sting
a textural,
sound effect.
You know, it adds a lot of context. It's a rich tapestry in your life.
Boromir dies, fuck, marry, kill, the core, Dante's peak, and cliffhanger.
I'm guessing I'm the only one who's seen all these.
I've seen Dante's Peak and Cliffhanger, but not the core. Wait, no. I've seen the core, not Dante's Peak and Cliffhanger. I've seen Cliffhanger.
I haven't seen any of them.
I'm going to say fuck the core because it's about a thing that can make big holes.
Okay.
It's about like
so you could be one
ship
of those
that
holes.
Can dig, that can make big holes.
Patrick, you should blink. His eyes are bloodshot and wide open.
Wait, is the core where they have to get the core spinning again?
Yeah.
Okay, that is the movie.
Whoa.
It's Aaron Eckhart and who's the guy from Sinners that was nominated?
Not Michael B. Jordan. Delroy Cornbread. Lindo.
Delroy
Lindo. We love Delroy.
Yeah. And
it's like a reverse Armageddon.
I think I'm going to say kill Dante's Peak because I just don't really remember it at all.
Would you fuck Volcano?
if it were on this list.
Yeah, that one's Tommy Lee Jones, and it's about a volcano in LA. So I'm gonna that'd be nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mix things up a little for us weather wise.
Mary Cliffhanger. Mary Cliffhanger.
Yeah. Because
Mary Cliffhanger.
He's got those. He's got those long arms.
Yeah, yeah.
A woman's name.
It's a classic.
Well, Patrick speaks for all of us there, I think.
Yeah.
He's, for that question. Yeah, he's right.
Archangel Jake, you were right to tell me I shouldn't draw racist cars. McQueen, right? McQueen reading a book on race theory was disturbing. What's your favorite race?
What?
That's good. That was a good. You got it.
That was pretty
that
good.
That was really good.
Oh, Pat. Patrick was, well, actually, I don't know. It's a story from a personal life.
What?
that you were telling us. I mean, I don't know if it matters, but you were telling us about a guy you met who had some
was a race.
Thoughts that were related to race.
Patrick,
I'm just going to say it. The guy that wanted to sleep with every race.
Yeah.
Was his, his stated mission in life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, I'm sure it's fine to say, but I
don't know. I'm not going
to.
The guy is not Patrick. Yeah.
I don't know this guy really. So.
Just sounded
it's
like
fine.
A real
it's fine.
Hell of
yeah.
A guy. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I would ask him, is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bunta Eve.
What?
That's my favorite race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was a username.
That's my cop-out answer.
Mm-hmm.
You figured it out. Yeah. You solved the riddle.
NPM. What animal bit would you add to your current body to make you look cooler for the kids?
Mm. Oh.
Animal
elephant
bit.
Trunk.
Yeah. Okay,
probably,
just on your nose.
Yeah.
A nascent kuru.
A nascent
just poking
kuru.
Out the base of my head.
Ugh, okay. No braids around it, just like raw
you've
tentacle.
You've got a kuru. Ugh.
That's so, so disgusting. Gross. Spider.
Nothing
nasty
else on this
kuru.
Planet has
really
one.
Awful.
I'm just trying to put it on stuff.
Yeah.
I get a chameleon tongue.
Ooh.
Oh.
That's cool.
So when I'm hungry, just.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
The antlers of a stag would be pretty cool, too. I can't use a car.
to amuse the kids.
Or go through any dormancy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You get hired for birthday parties. You just show up and there's a guy with antlers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have to shed them? Every like winter or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, you have to find a tree.
You got to find another buck and you know go head to head,
clack them together.
Yeah.
All right. Emma asks, "How do we all feel about the squid things from Fire and Ash?" Personally, I think they're probably the best part of the movie. You'd be right.
Oh, is that the Sky Traders?
No, like the squids. Remember the squids?
They come up from underwater because
kind of the main redeeming part of the last 2 hours of that movie.
It's like the only new thing they added to the,
yeah.
to the climax, which was otherwise the same.
The way they're introduced is in a scene that was also lifted from the second movie.
Yeah, it's a scene that's the same
just
scene.
Just like underwater escaping something.
In
it's
some
the
rocks.
Same scene. So at first I wasn't sure about them. But then later when they're like, aren't their eyes like look like a computer almost, right? They like flicker in a very strange way.
And they can talk. They swim up and they're like, what do you want? With papyrus
in that movie
well,
can
everything.
Fucking talk.
It can all
it's
talk.
Crazy.
They can all talk.
I was fine with
I
was fine with Piacons talking. You can't have every fucking stupid creature talk, though. Like,
no.
It's gotta be some animals.
Because then it's like, insane. Why don't all of them talk?
Yeah. Right. It was great because it's just the same thing with the first two movies. In the first movie, there's like a big Awa comes to the rescue and sends all the animals to fight the humans.
Yeah.
And it's a big
Which
moment.
She
and
just
that
do
happens
from the beginning.
Start with
it takes
that,
her a while. But then this movie, it's the same thing, but it's just like nightmare squid. Awa has heard
it's,
you.
It's
here's
very
the worst
cool,
thing
right.
ever.
Yeah.
I'm summoning my worst guys from the deep.
Yeah.
Which, also, like,
was
I'm
there a question or did it just say squid from Avatar Fire and Ash?
I think it was just how do we feel about it? And I think we answered
feel
it.
Feel good, right?
Yeah. We feel good about the squid specifically.
Yeah. That sideways mouth.
Yeah, like when they skitter across the boats trying to grab little humans.
Yeah.
They are really upsetting. You're right.
Yeah. Prof Mikowski says, may I? And if so, should I?
I'm going to say no. I don't want to
go to the first one. Yes, the second one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say just one more.
Just one more. One more for you, Prof Mikowski.
One more.
Uh-oh.
Vincubus asks, ropes or dribble?
tough question.
That's gross.
Fuck kill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy. Patrick, you want to take this for the room?
Yeah.
No.
I think you can answer for everybody.
No, I don't want to take this for anyone.
Ropes or dribble?
I guess ropes. Ropes.
It doesn't happen. It could be like climbing and basketball.
For the love of God, give us another question. Yeah. Get us out of here.
Rope, says Patrick. You can't spell a suit identity without ass titty. I need an alibi for last Thursday. No questions asked. What?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you were recording with us.
Yeah, you were making Astro Goblin videos. Just tell that to the cops.
You were hanging out, eating Jersey Mike's and talking about all the crimes that you haven't done.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that happened. Matilda Dereza, 10 more years at Funk House or 5 years prison? That's a really good one.
These are like the questions. These are like the would you rathers I was giving Jacob.
Would you rathers?
10 more years Funk House or 5 years prison?
I mean,
that's what I call prison, so I'm not really sure what I'm supposed to say.
Yeah, the Funk House.
You choose one, they're the same.
Yeah, doing my bit in the Funk House. Yeah,
I'll go to Funk House so I get like a salary at least. Oh
yeah, healthcare.
I guess yeah.
And healthcare. That's true. I guess do you get prison healthcare?
Oh yeah, I guess you do, huh?
Yeah,
best, take care of best you can get.
It's probably, really good.
Yeah, as long as no death row is involved. Mm-hmm. David Jones, y'all eat ass. Patrick,
you want to take this one?
I eat pork butt.
There we go. Ass.
Well, I guess, I enjoy Scrapple. And my
grandpa loves turkey butt.
In that.
Yeah.
Turkey butt grandpas. We all have one.
In a literal sense, yes, we all eat ass.
Oh, this is a long question for Cheesy. Just finished a 26-hour trip moving back home from the U.S. And on the flights, I watched Begonia, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, Mission Impossible, Final Reckoning, Promising Young Woman, Black Klansman, Rewatch, Mickey 17, and Predator Badlands the rest of the time I slept or ate or listened to podcasts. Thoughts on my movie lineup? Could I have missed on my time
live?
Better?
The moon?
Thanks for the context, though. Can't be going completely insane over the course of this very stressful
you
move.
Just go back and forth between two cities 8 times?
Yeah.
It's a lot maybe it was of
the
movies.
Eric. Maybe it was the Eric Adams. So like they're 26? Moving to...
Oh, yeah. Going to Turkey, then Chile.
They were moving to like Indonesia, but they had to go to Turkey first and then go back across the U.S.
Connecticut.
Yeah.
I think Now You See Me, that franchise is a great plane choice.
Good plane movies.
I think that's fantastic.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a Promising good pile of movies.
You could have skipped that one.
Probably.
Which one? Promising Young Woman. What we're hearing, her Wuthering Heights is not good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And neither was Saltburn.
Yeah, you watched Black Klansman again.
Promising Woman was fine.
Predator Badlands is a good airplane time. Movie.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty solid pile of movies for the 26-hour trip.
Yeah, I think you did good.
For your 48-hour flight.
I this once. Did I tell you guys I was on a flight for, I think, Christmas or Thanksgiving, but they came by with the snack cart, and we had taken off at like 10 a.m., and they gave me two of the Biscoff cookies, and I was like, do you actually have any pretzels? And she leans in and goes, not in the morning. Not for breakfast. And I was like,
yeah, you dolt.
Sorry.
It's like asking, like, do you have like filet mignon?
I've just
that's
whenever
the reaction
like,
she gave you.
Whenever they ask me stuff now, they're like, "Would you like this or this?" Like, could I just have both? And they always say yes.
Yeah,
because they don't hungry,
shit. Just ask.
And just I'm already hungry. Being treated like a fucking cow.
Not even.
No. Yeah, you're right. You it's worse up. Than yeah. that. Yeah. Yeah. It's like one of those in like the egg farms when. Whenever like the male
you're
chicks
not allowed, you're
are
not able
born,
to turn around.
Yeah,
no, and like when the male chicks are born, they like separate them and throw them into like a grinder.
Oh,
that's right.
That's what it feels like flying.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll be seeing a picture of that machine on one of our videos soon.
Yep. Yeah, check out AliExpress.
Yeah,
that might be an Alibaba.
All right, Haste says, what movie would you want a video game adaptation of?
What movie would I want a video game adaptation of?
Yes.
Grease.
Grease game.
It's a visual novel. Yeah. I think it would be cool if they ever made like a Star Wars game.
Star Wars,
like, with stuff from the movies.
That'd be a good idea. That's cool.
Resident Evil probably be a good video game.
Ooh,
someone in the theaters right now.
Yeah,
probably use a video game release. I watched that Markiplier movie yesterday. It was pretty good.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. It was like a guy stuck in a submarine the entire movie. Well, like the game. I don't know if you played
game before. Did you play that?
Yeah, it's like 40 minutes long.
Never played it. No,
it's like a pretty short game, but it's good.
Okay.
And cool.
There was did either of you see that Willem Dafoe trapped inside a like apartment? Like he's an art thief. I think it's called Inside, but it's him losing his mind because he's trapped. Seemed pretty good, but
when did it come out?
I want to say like 2 years ago, two or three, I think.
Oh, so it's kind of new?
It's called Inside. Ooh. Yeah, it's got like him screaming.
I don't think I've ever even heard of this movie. That sounds cool.
It seems like a fun entry. Because even if it's at its worst, it would have Willem Dafoe losing his mind.
You know what I think we should have like
Crystal Light,
like Annapurna, Don't Nod, or whatever they're called, right? Like I think they should be, putting out like video game releases for every Ed Helms movie, every Duplass movie,
every Sudeikis film,
Sudeikis movies,
really fun games.
Like, yeah, those movies that you see the trailer for, and it's like, it's not 2012. You can't be putting this type of movie out anymore. The Napoleon Dynamite, Little Miss Sunshine wave, like crested,
long past,
such a long time ago.
Oh, they'd be like just walking simulators.
Well, it's like Life is Strange, games, you know, where it's games. A lot of like Noah, it's a lot of Noah Schnapp type acting and dialogue.
Really good.
Yeah. And then you kind of just like, you kind of just walk through a game and it happens to you. You don't really have to like play it.
Yeah.
But I think
that's what I like about video games.
I think that would be a lot of fun.
I think that's a great idea, Patrick.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea. Okay. Stan.
Ed Helms, who I saw.
You saw it. You witnessed
saw at craft store.
Oh, the games are all about mental health also. That's important.
Of course.
So what he's in, Vacation, We're the Millers. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tag. That would be a big one.
Oh, Tag.
Make a game out of Tag.
That might be fun. It's a game, actually.
Family Switch. Love the Coopers. Yeah.
Love the Coopers.
I think We're the Millers game would be the one.
Yeah.
That's the one with Will Poulter.
No, I'm thinking like, I don't mean to keep harping on this.
No, harp away.
I was thinking like there were a bunch of kind of like Little Miss Sunshine types that he was in for a while.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Talking about Cedar Rapids?
Sure. That sounds like a good one.
It's Jeff Who Lives at Home.
Jeff Who Lives
Jason
at Home.
Siegel.
That's a perfect
that
one.
That would be the game, yeah. He's also in Clapper.
Oh, Clapper, okay.
Oh,
I guess, which is
Clapper.
One of those. Yeah, I've never seen it, but you know, it's out there.
It's out there, and it's going to be an RTS.
Next question.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, Stan says, last year I dribbled the juice from a big bag of fish offal over the back of Aziz Ansari's jacket. What celebrity would you dribble fish gut juice on?
What?
I don't know. It seems
what
like a question.
What was the circumstances?
You dribbled fish offal onto Aziz Ansari?
Do you think they were like really worried? I don't know that the timeline works out with this, but if this person was really, really nervous about that, but then when Aziz got like half canceled because of that article, they're like, oh, okay.
Probably.
Not getting blacklisted anymore.
Nope.
Oh, I think someone I worked with almost like, we used to have to come up the stairs with these giant hotel pans filled with like meat, you know, like liquid that the pig faces were cooking in or whatever. And I think he almost like crashed into Miley Cyrus.
Ooh, close. Very close.
So that'd be cool if you could recreate that.
Yes. Yeah, so you'd like to drip it on Miley Cyrus. I'd drip it on, what's his name? Karel, the King Tarek. I'd dribble it on him. On his pants, because I can't get up.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. He would probably like
that. I'm going to say, just because I'm looking at movie posters of movies that I've never heard of, Patrick Wilson.
Hey,
oh, there we he's go. Yeah.
Well, you should check out
he
the trailer
would be a great one to dribble on.
Check out the trailer for The Clapper that I sent in both chats.
Okay, should we watch it while we're
on
the podcast?
No,
just put it on
just mute. Watch it. Yeah. I think it's a good you're going to like
Sham
it.
ShamWow guy, right? It's open
to it on there.
I'm not watching it. All right, I'll check
does
it out
really?
Later, I guess.
Oh my god, it does.
I mean, that's yeah
that's guy, a ShamWow
guy. He looks really good.
That guy's running for Senate or Congress, something or other.
Oh, he's, that's right. You know what? Yeah.
He's like a mega guy.
Shocking.
Shocking.
I was about to say he probably has a chance, but honestly, I think he's missed the boat on that. You know, the Marjorie Taylor Greene essence, I think, is fully ended now that we're seeing Nancy Mace and Matt Gaetz and the Boebert.
Yeah. I mean, now we just got
just kind of
Mike Lindell
shit.
Is the big warning sign for all like salesmen
turned
politicians
up on
his cross.
It's a little harder to be proudly stupid and get into like elected office and on higher levels now.
True.
Now we're doing evil.
A little harder.
Now we're just doing fully evil.
Yeah.
You know, the bumbling fool, right, I think has had its moment.
Past.
And now it's just like, we're just going to lock up people that aren't white. And if you're white, we'll think about it anyway.
Yeah.
More money for Israel. Lock up brown people. Nothing is funny anymore.
I saw. I'm not going to talk about it right now. It's just a nasty article about weapons that Israel employed.
Oh, I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
To them. Yeah, it's one of the most horrifying things I've ever read.
Yeah.
So
cool.
We'll move on to the next question then. Okay, Dodie OMG says, do you guys like the Turning Point halftime show?
Oh, what an event. So excited.
What's the name of that Kid Rock song? Bawit Baba? How do you pronounce that?
Yeah. Bawit Baba.
What does his song sound like?
What
does Bawit Baba sound like?
Sounds like that.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's the Kid Rock.
Yeah,
it's Bawit Baba da bang diggity.
That's Kid Rock.
Because there's another song that has that same. Oh, who is it by? It's like the Something Bears.
You think you have Sweet Home Alabama?
Fuck, wait.
I mean,
was that a Kid Rock remix?
The Kid Rock one's pretty.
That's like the one
recognizable.
Kid Rock song.
No,
hey, chat, if you hear this, there's like the one that goes like, bow, bow. It's the same, but it's like, it's like Grizzly Bear or something. I don't remember. Never mind.
Panda
okay.
Bear?
Anyway,
like,
he was
the Animal Collective guy, right?
It wasn't Animal Collective. No, this was a LimeWire song for me.
Oh,
what's that?
Okay. It could have been anything.
No. It could have been anything.
Yeah.
No, but I remember trying to get a rip of that and Jerk It Out.
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
But yeah, we were a big fan. How many questions are left, Jacob?
Why are you telling them about the porn you downloaded on LimeWire?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
just
11.
Think about them.
12.
Oh, okay.
All right. We should probably.
Because it was called Jerk It Out.
On.
Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the. Okay.
Okay. Adriana Baquita, how long are you willing to drive to get to your favorite restaurant?
Ooh. 26 hour flight.
Yeah.
I'll go to Turkey. My favorite restaurant's in Turkey.
Like, honestly, if it's last minute,
Turkey
like 30 minutes.
Yeah, 30. Mm-hmm.
Not far.
Anything like that feels too long.
Not far.
If I have a resi, if I'm like going to have to be waiting, I might not want to drive.
Yeah,
No. Rory Vespasian, if you were into dudes, which of the Smurfs would you want as a lover? Patrick?
Well, not Smurfette. That doesn't. You can't use that.
Yeah, so
that
no Smurfette, but that's literally all of the other ones.
If you were into dudes, which Smurf? I don't even know if Smurfs are dudes.
I think they all are, except for Smurfette.
Yeah, but they're still. I think more than dude, they're Smurf. You know what I mean?
What's the evil wizard's name?
Oh, Gargamel.
Calcitrax.
Yeah, Gargamel. Yeah, I'd have.
But
Gargamel.
he's not a Smurf. Right? Isn't he a guy?
Whatever, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just say Papa. Just say Papa.
I guess Papa.
Just say Papa.
That's the only one that I can like.
You want
point
the patriarch?
To like, that's an old.
You
man.
Want to dominate the leader?
I gotta make sure that. Well, in that,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gandalf's Big Natural says, "Which GLP-1 ad from the Super Bowl has your favor?"
Ooh.
I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, I saw some. Like, there's a lot of AI ones. AI's mm-hmm. big at the Super Bowl. It's like just AI and GLP-1 stuff.
Yeah. I did hear that RFK's realfood.gov had a commercial with Mike Tyson. And if you go to the website, it has a chat bot that you can ask about, you know, healthy options. And it's just Grok. It's not even like a reskin. It just goes to Grok.
Oh,
yeah. Good. And so like 404 Media was asking it, what are the people online? And they wrote an article about it. People saying like, what's the best food to put in my ass? And Grok was like, oh, totally. You're going to want a cucumber with a flared base. Here's how to carve it.
A cucumber?
You got to carve it?
That's
a lot of work.
You could probably, I bet you could, like, people are able to make fruit grow in crazy ways. You could definitely, like, engineer a flared base into a cucumber if you had.
Yeah. No, I'm just going to use a square watermelon.
Take a little work.
Yeah,
that's square better. Water. Yeah, there we go.
Did you watch that ad? It's Mike Tyson being like, I used to be a fat pig and I hated myself. And fat people are disgusting.
They're fudgy now. They're all fudgy and big.
That's like, why would that be the guy that you tap? Like a guy who like people probably didn't keep up with, but who was like a famous athlete, an athlete.
Like at first I thought it was an old ad because just the way it was, the way he talks.
Yeah, I mean, it looks bad.
You're like, fat people need to be fixed.
Yeah, and like, obviously the obvious is like, I think he has either like full on convictions or credible charges of pretty nasty stuff. So,
very nasty
right
stuff.
Right off the bat, that's an odd choice, but I get it. You know, that's kind of like a that's sort of like a requirement now.
It's a prerequisite. Yeah. Yes.
To be a part of that crew. But also, I don't like, I can't, Mike Tyson is not someone I think of and I am like, oh, remember when he got so fat?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, never. I just think of him like knocking people out cold.
Yeah,
like,
biting Evander Holyfield's ear off.
Think of him as like, that too.
It's a weird choice to, yeah.
Yeah, there's like a Serena Williams one too. I'm like, Serena Williams, the athlete who's famous for being athletic?
She got on that stuff early, like quicker.
Also, I don't think athletes aren't known
for
like
on the drug. I mean, on the promoting of the drug.
Oh, yeah.
When in the list of, I don't know, like groups of people that have severely, I believe, like disordered eating, you know?
Yeah.
Athletes. Yeah.
I mean,
way at the top.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Wrestlers.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We got four minutes.
Odd.
We got to move.
How do I prove to a panel in 2 weeks that I'm very incredibly regular?
Like, gastro?
Yeah, I think any regular one. Yeah, you poop three
just
times
a day. Just eat a lot of eggs.
Keep it in your house so you can show them.
Yeah. Bring a bucket.
Yeah, you bring a bucket. See?
Addicted to licking it off your fingers or whatever.
Callback.
Steve,
I assume this has something to do with the church too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, our answer still stands. Steve R., how do you all take your coffee? I'm guessing Charlotte takes it black, Jacob with cream, and Patrick either doesn't drink coffee or takes it with cream and sugar.
Wow. So
Patrick's had a great coffee drink.
Got a sweet tooth over here.
I've been drinking black coffee this whole damn podcast.
I think that's all like black.
That's all I drink.
Yeah. Well, Jacob, you also like it with ice cream from time to time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jacob prefers it with ice cream.
I don't
every morning have an avocado.
Whenever it's an avocado, I don't consider it coffee. I consider it a sweet treat. But I like
sometimes as a treat, I put a little char syrup in it.
I did make some syrup for the boys.
That has been the most sweetening of coffee I've been doing.
All right, next question.
Anxious. What sandwich do you get when you're tired of your usual sandwich?
Oh,
Italian.
That's a good question.
Fuck, I go
good
Italian. Beef.
Italian? Yeah. I'll get like roast beef as my alternative because I like an Italian.
With banana peppers.
Banana peppers. Mm.
Next.
I'm just Wiggles. Enough about baseball. How would you fix me?
What?
A series of this is not a personalized question, but I have a series of rigorous psychological and physical things that I go through to change people.
I
saw a truck in my neighborhood for horse acupuncture. So that
you get horse
acupuncture on people.
Yeah, I'm Lubox. Man fight wolf. Who win? Why?
Liam Neeson. Oh. Next.
Yeah, man wins.
The gray.
There's movies about it. Man wins.
Because he has the little bottles on his face.
Yeah, snookworm. Enough about football. How would you fix baseball?
Oh, so they came in reverse order. I see.
Well,
guns.
Oh, I see.
Guns.
Yeah. Guns? Yeah, I think... Yeah. more chess. It's just like that boxing with chess in the middle of it.
Like busty. You're
talking about
women
fixing baseball?
Yeah. So I think they just put chess in the middle of it.
Chests?
Only Dominican
busty,
and
like
chess.
Japanese
busty
guys. Women.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
a chest.
Titties. Like more titties.
Oh, okay. I agree. That would help.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Person down.
I guess that end my answer, which yes. was just Japanese and Dominican players. Get yes. everyone else out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I see. I see. Mm-hmm. Keep it international.
From the islands.
Yes.
Our favorite islands.
Yep.
Person down under. G'day, goblins. In last week's answer for it, they mentioned how Rooster Teeth was thinking of doing a cruise ship. Is that true? I mean,
know.
I would doubt it. What would Jacob and Charlotte do for an act on that ship? And how would Patrick get out of it but still be paid as if he did the act?
Oh.
I don't know. I would consult.
That one's more
beforehand.
On the mark, I feel like.
Yeah.
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 I'm sure they probably at some point had a discussion about, doing some.
Yeah.
Yeah, do a COVID
we do a
cruise.
Now You See Me trick. Do we have any more questions? We got to wrap this up.
Yeah, there's two more.
Well, you can't
Charlotte
have a meeting?
Make pyramid.
Huh?
I'll record the answers later.
Charlotte, you can just
we
go
have
silent.
To get off right
you
now.
You can just go silent.
We have to get off.
Just
all right,
silent.
I'll go silent.
You can't speak?
She can't speak. Charlotte can't
she
speak.
She has a meeting.
I don't
stop speaking.
Can't
there's
speak.
A meeting. Stop talking.
All right, next question.
Patrick and I will take care of this. Patrick would be in jail. And Charlotte and I would juggle. Attempted mustache. I need some advice. Out of necessity, my brother has come to live with my family for a time. My professional life is somewhat in flux at the moment. My daughter seems to be skipping school. My son is always sprinting home as if being chased. And worst of all, my wife has fallen in love with Cy Abelman. What should I do?
I don't remember the words to Jefferson Airplane. But I believe that's how what the rabbi tells him to do in that movie, so.
So just do what the rabbi says?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Charlotte. Just say it, Charlotte.
Whisper it. Whisper it.
I'm typing. I typed it.
She typed it. Oh, in general?
They can't hear what you typed.
Charlotte says a Bordeaux, not just a wine.
Yes.
Okay.
How many more we got?
There's one. There's a single question left. It is from Kevin Calamity. What's the worst part of cereal?
Oh, the milk.
Aftertaste.
Yeah, when it's gone.
I don't like the milk.
You don't like the milk? You just dry it up?
No, I like the milk, but not when it's,
You don't like too much milk?
Afterwards.
You don't like when there's... Okay, I see. Aftertaste is a good answer.
Sweet
I think
milk.
I'd side
like
with that
sweet
one.
Milk.
That's the end of the question. Charlotte, can you do your customary end of podcast screech for us? She shake her head. No.
All right, well, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening, folks. Go watch our bonus content, Squadrons video. There's a new Otavio video coming out today. You can hear about that weird business boy we talked to. Go watch that. Bye!